Now this startling news from the music business. A 65-year-old man has the top-selling album in America this week. Bob Dylan's album Modern Times tops the Billboard charts. This is the first time he's been at number one in 30 years. Here's musician and day-to-day contributor David Wass.
The one and only time Bob Dylan called me at home was at 3 in the morning my time, 6 a.m. in Minnesota. He just finished a song he wanted to share with me. "Hey, David, I wrote a song I thought you might be interested in. It's called Somebody's Been Killing All the Rock Critics." My partner Don Was and I had just produced his album Under the Red Sky, which the self-same critics had made mincemeat of. I felt his pain.
Thunder on the mountain and as far as the moon. The ruckus in the alley and the sun will be as soon. Today's the day you're gonna grab my trombone and blow.
Now the ageless minstrel is alone at the top of the charts for the first time since Desire made the grade in 1976. And he did it by outselling albums by the likes of Jessica Simpson and Christina Aguilera. Those critics who Dylan excoriated in verse are back in his camp again, which may partially account for his commercial rebirth. But don't discount the man's own musical and marketing savvy when it comes to freshening his appeal to fans young and old.
I don't care what you do. I don't care what you say. I don't care where you go or how long.
Perhaps the most modern aspect of Modern Times, which is a pretty traditional blues-based collection, is Dylan's alliance with present-day icons like Apple's iPod. He appears in a commercial in silhouette, as U2 did, and with the actress Scarlett Johansson, who is featured in the video of When the Deal Goes Down. Bono and Woody Allen may have gotten there first, but props to Dylan for catching the wave before it peaked.
We live and we die. We know not why, but I'll be with you when the deal goes down.
Like a veteran ballplayer in the twilight of his career, Dylan's peerage, critics and fans alike, perhaps feel a spark of hope in their own tired souls when the old slugger steps up and hits one over the fence, even if it's the short porch in right field. A better metaphor might be Muhammad Ali's celebrated rope-a-dope strategy, where one pretends to be finished off in the middle rounds, only to surprise one's foe with a flurry of lethal blows at the end of the fight.
I rolled and I tumbled, I cried the whole night long.
Whatever his MO or motivation, Bob Dylan is back in top form and on top of the charts. Perhaps his own words from the song Working Man Blues sums up his zeal not to go quietly into the night. "I can see for myself that the sun is sinking. How I wish you were here to see. Tell me now, am I wrong in thinking that you have forgotten me?"
Well, meet me at the bottom, don't lag behind. Bring me my boots and shoes. You can hang back or fight your best on the front line. Sing a little bit of these working bands.
Bob Dylan's album, Modern Times. David Was is half of the musical duo Was Not Was.